नमस्ते एवरीवन, थैंक यू सो मच। क्या मार देना
Bank of Cardiff, this is Gabe.
Yes, I got a letter from your company. And it's just it's a reservation code. I have the number here.
Okay, give me just 1 second, please.
Okay.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, it's 2411-0401-0000-8081.
All righty, give me just a moment here. Is this Joseph Oliveras?
Yes, that's me.
Okay, give me just a second here. I don't have a company name on file for you, Joseph. What's the name here?
Envirotech Engineering.
Envirotech Engineering?
Yes.
Okay. Envirotech. That's just environment abbreviated, correct? Enviro?
Yeah, Enviro, yes.
Got it, okay.
E-C-H, engineering.
Got it, all right. And I'm sorry, you said this was Romo calling? Or, I'm sorry, Joseph. It's Joseph, I apologize.
Yeah, Joseph, yes.
Yeah, it was showing up here on for some reason. Is this the company line you're calling off of? Is this a cell phone?
This is my cell phone, and my company phone, and my fax. I use it for everything.
Gotcha.
551-17-4545.
Got it. All right, let me just confirm some information real quick, and we'll go ahead and answer any questions you have about what you received. I have billing address down as 23365 Dorcas Lane, Nuevo, California, 92567.
That'd be fine. I have two addresses, but that's a good address. That's fine.
Okay, perfect. As far as your business goes, are you guys a corporation, LLC, sole prop?
I'm a sole proprietor. I'm the sole proprietor.
Gotcha. And how long have you been in business there, Joseph?
We've been in business probably for 20 years, but been really active since I retired. We've been active for the last 3 years.
Okay. So you said you retired. You just...
I retired from the county, the government. And so that
got you. Okay, that makes sense. And, if you can tell me, you know, what you're looking to do there. Are you guys looking at some equipment or some capital? What are you thinking about bringing on there?
We bought various pieces of equipment, but you know, I'm really capital poor now, so I'll do that. But we still need to buy like a John Deere backhoe, and it's from a private party. It's a good deal. It's like, you know, like only 400 hours on the machine, and he's giving it to us for like half price. So it's has all the attachments. So I just thought if I could get a loan, it'd be nice to be able to pay him off.
Yeah,
and get a loan.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I would like to also consolidate all my bills. I have loans here and there. I'd like to just get it in one bill.
Okay, and back to the John Deere. What's the price tag on that?
$25,000, and it includes the trailer to pull it.
All right, and is that a used piece of equipment there?
Yes. It's 5 years old, or 4 years old, but it has only 400 hours of operating hours.
Okay, gotcha. That's I didn't quite hear you there. Got it. All right.
Okay.
It's used. Okay. And you mentioned some consolidation. What are you looking to consolidate there?
I have another loan, equipment loan from Wells Fargo, and credit lines, and so I have probably another $40,000-$50,000 in credit lines and equipment loans. They're all like five different loans.
So it sounds like you're looking at around. You know, you're looking for the $25,000 piece of equipment, and then about $40,000 to $50,000 working capital. Is that right?
Yes, that'd be awesome.
Okay.
I just have one payment. You know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Provided your interest is decent and everything. You
Yeah, of course. And then let me see here. You're 100% owner, correct? Sole proprietorship, yeah.
Yes.
Well, what do you guys do exactly there, Joseph?
We do construction. Well, we do mobile home foundations, setups, utilities. That's our major thing that we do. And we could do garages and carports and stuff like that.
So, got it. So, okay. How soon are you looking to bring on the backhoe there and then the capital? Well, what's your
backhoe? I'd like to get it. Guy's going to be giving me the paperwork tonight. As soon as possible, I would like to be able to get it. The guy himself, he might finance it, but the thing is, I prefer just to pay him and just not worry about it. Everything in one bill.
Yeah, absolutely. What did the business do last year, gross annual sales?
We grossed probably 600,000. 500 to 600,000.
About 5
this year we're grossing every month. I'm getting 80,000 to 90,000 each month, beginning since January. Probably close to 1 million this year.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you know, if you're averaging 85 a month, that's a little over 1 million. What do you attribute that growth to? What's changed, you guys?
Well, we have more people, and we have a lot of clients that want us to do the work for them. So,
just kind of growing.
We're very good. Yeah, we're just very good at what we do. So, that's people just want us exclusively.
Gotcha.
My brother, who works with me, he does the work. He has like 30 years experience, and so then you know he does the work, and I do the paperwork.
Very nice. And how is the personal credit looking there, Joseph?
High 700s, I believe.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So, are you familiar with working capital? Have you used the product before?
I used Swift before, and they should be paid off this September. And they helped me through a little thing I needed, and that was great. But they're a little expensive for their money, and so that's. They offered me another deal, but I'm not ready for that. I think it's too expensive still.
What's the current balance of Swift Capital?
Like I said, it's paid off in September. It was probably like $4,000, I think, $5,000.
Okay. How much did you initially borrow from them?
I think it was 27.
Okay. Yeah, I'm pretty familiar with them. 27,000. Okay. What did they give you, like a year term, or what kind of term did they give you?
A year term.
Got it.
Or 10 months. I forget which year or 10 months. I don't remember.
And not a problem. Just to kind of tell you what we'd be looking at here. We have kind of different from Swift Capital. We have both working capital and equipment financing programs. What I would like to do in this circumstance is try and tackle the equipment first, and then try and follow up with getting you an approval for the capital. It's usually better, to work on one and then try and tackle the second one next, as opposed to, trying to do both at the same time. And we can do them, quickly. But so what we're going to look at here is I can send you, what's a good email to send you off the applications to and my information?
It could be envirotech2017@gmail.com. So it's going to be envirotech2017@gmail.com.
Cool. Yeah, so what we're going to look at here, for the equipment, we usually only look at a few months bank statement. Because you're looking at capital too, I'm going to request 6 months business bank statements. And then I'm also going to send you off an application for both the equipment and the capital. It's just like simple one-page applications. And then if you have access to your tax, did you file taxes in 2015? Do you have an extension?
No, I did file taxes, yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so also request the first page of your tax return if you have that. The page with the gross sales. So, yeah, what I'd like to do here is I'll shoot you off that information, and that way you'll have my contact information on file, my direct line, our fax number. We usually get you an answer in 1 to 2 days as far as what we can do. So I would be submitting you for equipment financing first. It's your traditional equipment financing. It's, 2 to 5 years monthly payments, and then I would try and look at the working capital for you. And, you know, based on the information you provided me, you know, you guys have a substantial amount of time in business and you have great credit if it's in the high 700. So I think that the equipment is, you know, definitely fits you into one of our better programs there. So,
excellent. That'd be great.
Yeah. And then, you know, in regards to the capital, we typically free up around 10 to 15% of your gross sales. So I don't, foresee the $40,000 to $50,000. I think it's pretty feasible. I don't foresee any issues there. So yeah, definitely like to see what we can do for you, Joe. And, I'm going to get that email out to you here shortly and we'll go ahead and see what we can do for you. All right.
And just realized that's going to be, I just like to pay off with that working capital is just to get rid of the other debt. So I just have one bill. That's what I'm looking to do, you know?
Yeah. Not a problem. Yeah. Not a problem. Okay. And you said that was just for some equipment financing with Wells and then a line of credit there?
Well, the line of credit is just, okay, I need $25,000 for the equipment, and the other money would just be just to pay the $50,000 out of bills that I have just to get rid of them and just have one payment going.
Gotcha. Sounds good, Joseph. I'm going to get that email sent off to you. It's pretty straightforward. I'll just request the information we went over, and we'll go ahead and see what we can do for you. All right?
Excellent. And what was your name, sir?
It's Gabe.
Gabe. Okay, Gabe. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, you got it, Joseph. We'll talk soon. Okay. Take care.
Goodbye.